Al asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little in-house fish talk. Our very own in-house expert, who apparently is going to be at the Fishing Expo on the 14th and 15th of December. We call him the Doc here. His name is Gord Pizer. He is the fishing editor of Canada's most read national publication, Outdoor Canada Magazine. And if you don't have a copy of that baby sitting right next to you right now, then you're just not being informed properly on the outdoors. Change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca and tell them you want it sent to your house every issue. And also tell them the Doc sent you, because I understand if you do that, they give you something a little extra. I don't know what it is. Morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. First of all, give us a quick update on the weather up in your neck of the woods in Kenora.
You know, I was talking to Jessica before I came online here with you, and I guess we're about almost identical with what you've got today. But let me tell you, tomorrow, high for tomorrow, I think, is minus 17. And then this whole coming week, the highs are going to be not much more than that, and we're getting lows down into the minus 30 range. So by this time next week, and of course I'm going to be down at the Ice Expo, but by this time next week, I think you'll go anywhere in northwestern Ontario and you'll be on great safe ice.
Well, that's going to be perfect timing, because you'll be all pumped up from the big show, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie. You're going to be totally immersed in ice fishing for what, 2 days? And it's perfect. Then we'll ship you back up north, and it's going to be a frozen wonderland for you, and you'll be able to drill holes at your heart's content.
I will, Ange. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier, and it's so funny. I didn't buy the kids, my grandsons, Liam and Campbell. I'm actually waiting till I get to the show, and I'm as excited, I think, as most of the folks listening. I'm going to save up for some of their Christmas gifts, and I'm going to buy them, and if I've got any free time, I'm going to wander the show and look at some of the neat stuff that's going to be there. And I'll tell you one other thing, Ange. You mentioned the VIP breakfast, which is going to be really, really cool. One of the keys, there's only 50 tickets. They didn't want to overload it so that folks couldn't, you know, go one-on-one with Dave or Big Jim or Will or whoever. So they limited it to 50 tickets, and I understand there's only about a dozen left. So if folks want to go on the Sunday for the VIP breakfast, get online right now and order your ticket. You can buy it online as we speak.
What a great opportunity to get, you know, some one-on-one time with you guys. I think it's a great concept. The fact that you're limiting it to 50 is fantastic.
Yeah.
Great concept. I love it. Absolutely love it. So good for you. It's going to be exciting. It's that whole ice fishing thing is really, really growing, isn't it?
You know, Ange, I honestly believe, I've seen some statistics now, they're a few years old, but ice fishing is the fastest growing segment of the sport fish market. And when you think back, I mean, I used to have a hut out off Jackson's Point. I was one of the resource managers, early resource managers at the South Lake Simcoe Conservation Authority. That was one of my first jobs with MNR. And Simcoe is such an intensely fished lake, but with ice fishing, it's probably the segment of the sport that is playing catch up the fastest. And, you know, in the old days, you used to sit in a permanent ice shelter. Now it's almost 100% portables, fast moving ice sleds, ATVs, we've got pop up shelters. In 20 years ago, nobody had sonar on the ice. Everybody's got ice units now. We're making specific ice fishing lures. So it's the segment of the sport that's just taken off.
It's funny, my son Sebastian, during the previous break, was just talking to me about ice fishing, and I was telling him about the technology that I saw at Garmin last week in Kansas. And, you know, he said the same thing. He says, I thought ice fishing, you went in a hut and sat in the hut and waited for things to happen. Not anymore.
No, those are the old days.
Yeah.
And you know what, Ant? They're not even now the good old days. Today, When you go see the guys on Simcoe and Cooch and all the lakes you guys have got down there, we've been doing it for 3 weeks right now. But these are the good days of ice fishing.
For sure. Gordy, I just got to quickly mention, I know you're up on all the latest technology, but this new live scope that is available as an ice fishing bundle, you know, it's as close to an unfair advantage as I've ever seen in the fishing industry now for ice fishermen, because you drill a hole, you put this thing down, you turn it around, you look 360 degrees, find where the fish are. It tells you the distance that you have to travel to go and dig a hole on top of these fish. You do it, you go dig a hole, boom, drop your bait down, and it's all over. Like, it's crazy.
It is, Ange. Amazing. It is simply amazing.
And this will all be available. I'm sure that that's going to be the talk of the show on the 14th and 15th in Barrie. I'm sure everybody's going to want to talk about it. Because why would you go out on the ice without having this tool? Why would you dig a hole ever again without knowing? Like, it just behooves me. It's just incredible.
And the other thing, Ange, is, you know, I've said the very same thing that you said. You know, we're moving almost to the stage where it seems almost unfair.
Yeah.
It is part of the fun. I mean, the reason we are out there is to catch fish. We don't have to kill them. When you catch a nice lake trout, you catch a nice whitefish. That's the fun of locating it, finding it, catching it. You don't have to kill it. You take the hook out and you let it go like we do in the summertime. So, you know, it's fun taking advantage of the new technology.
Quickly, before we come to an end here today, tell folks where they can read that wonderful story and see those wonderful images of those gigantic crappies that you caught.
OutdoorCanada.ca. And I'll throw another little plug in, Ange. The last blog that I put up this week is the Fish Finder Lesson of a Lifetime. So you want to get on good fish this winter, the simplest solution, and it took me a lifetime to find this, and I give a lot of credit to the late Guido Hibden, who won the Bassmaster Classic. It's a lesson Guido told me over 30 years ago, and it works every bit as good on the ice as it does in open water.
Wow. I can hardly wait to check it out. All available at Outdoor Canada Magazine. His name is Gord Pizer. You can also blog him. You can Google him. He's the most prolific blogger in the business. I've yet to read anything from Gord that didn't absolutely fascinate me. Gordy, thank you, my friend, and have yourself a great weekend next weekend down at the... are we going to be talking to you from Barrie next week?
Yeah, we're going to do it live. Maybe we'll hook Will up, and you, me, and Will will do it live from the show.
Perfect. Done. Thank you, my friend. Have a great one.
You too, guys. Take care.
Gord Pizer, The Doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check them out, outdoorcanada.ca, for more information. And, of course, Doc will be available in Barrie at the festivities going on there next weekend. You can go in and say hello. That are it. On behalf of the entire crew and special guests, Sebastian and Brian today, on behalf of the team, Stephen Labadie behind the glass, our producer who didn't make it on the program today, John Witchers, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.